A U.S. Senate race, which I find fascinating. The bottom line is we've got to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto. But before you can do that, you have to make the decisions on who the Republicans are going to run. Can you give us a status report from your perspective on where that race is right now?
According to the polls, again, Adam Laxalt has a very strong lead over Captain Sam Brown. The Nevada GOP basically threw their endorsement behind Captain Sam Brown, so we'll see if that endorsement holds any weight. But Adam Laxalt is endorsed by Donald Trump, and that endorsement, as we've seen in elections across the country, holds an enormous amount of weight. From a fundraising perspective, both Captain Sam Brown and Adam Laxalt are basically in a dead heat. So there really isn't much sunlight between the two when you look at their FEC reports. But it's really more of, I would call whatever, if you want to call it a grassroots effort behind Sam Brown, they might put him over the finish line. But at the end of the day, I believe that whoever loses that race will support the primary winner, because our goal, the goal, is to unseat Catherine Cortez Masto, who continues to support Biden 100% of the time and accept absolutely no responsibility for the highest inflation in over 40 years. We're topping at close to 13% in Nevada, the spiking gas prices, the open border to our south, the shortage of baby formula, and the list goes on and on.
In our final 90 seconds, midterm elections usually are not well attended, if you will. Although they're setting records now down in Georgia, the Peach State. I'm curious, though, from your perspective, and you talk to candidates, you talk to voters, what is at stake in this midterm election, in particular the primary?
Well, I think what's at stake in this midterm election is to either accept the malaise that has occurred under the Obama. Well, it is the Obama administration, quite frankly, on steroids. It's simply Obama's third term as president, because we really don't know exactly who's running the country, but we certainly know it's not Joe Biden. So if we accept the malaise of the Biden administration, which has given us, like I had said, the highest inflation rates with really no end in sight, even gas stations across the country are adjusting their price per gallon to allow for $10 gallons of gas, and that is certainly possible. And then, of course, we have spiking food prices and energy prices, et cetera. You know, in Nevada, for example, these spikes in inflation and across the board are costing Nevadans an extra $8,300 a year out of their pocketbook. That's the tax, what they call the hidden tax, which is inflation, to the average Nevada household. So we can either decide to change course and elect different candidates and reject the Democrat Party and policies, because the Democrat Party certainly isn't going to run away from Biden. They've certainly attached their votes to Biden 100% of the time, whether you look at Horsford and CD4 or Susie Lee and CD3 or Dina Titus and CD1. Catherine Cortez Masto is a senator. Jackie Rosen, who's not up for election, but she will be. And others down the ticket. So if you want to change the trajectory of this country and perhaps return to a time where Americans were put first and our country was put first, at a time where we had the best economy in 70 years, then you change your vote, or you vote for the opposite party, a party that didn't cause this malaise, and that would be the Democrat Party caused this malaise. The Democrat Party caused the inflation. The Democrat Party has caused all of the ills that are costing Nevada families an extra $8,300 a year.
I will tell you, it's incredible. I know it's a midterm election, and I know that there are a lot of people that say, well, there's no Trump on the ballot or anything like that. But the fact is, folks, you got to get out and vote. I couldn't have said it better, Megan. Megan, thanks so much. If folks want to find out what you're up to, where do they go?
TheNevadaGlobe.com. They can follow me there every day. We always have at least a couple stories for you to read. And I really encourage everyone to read this interview with Kandra Evans, the mother who was silenced by CCSG, because that could be any mother or father. But she now is taking a stand and willing to speak up.
I think that's great. Great stuff. Megan, thanks so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. We got a star-studded cast still ahead, including Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. We've got Manny Kess. He's running for state treasurer on the Republican side. We got a whole bunch of stuff to do and not a lot of time to do it, so we're gonna squeeze it all in today as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 12:31, it looks like all roads lead to downtown. Yeah, that's where we're crowded right now on area freeways in the downtown area. That's where all the construction is taking place as well, it seems. Bridge reconstruction on the 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern. Only two lanes available during the day and only one lane available after 9 p.m. Do keep that in mind. There's no restrictions on U.S. 95. You'll tap the brakes as you enter that downtown area past Valley View. And, of course, there's some overnight road work going on. The 515 westbound, that's between Eastern and the 15.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
The Phillies beat the Dodgers 4-3 in 10 innings on Sunday. Max Muncy committed a fielding error which yielded two runs for Philadelphia. Mookie Betts and Edwin Rios with solo homers for the Dodgers. The Angels beat Oakland 4-1 on Sunday. Shohei Ohtani hit a 443-foot leadoff homer. Mike Trout added a solo shot while getting three hits and two RBI. Patrick Sandoval improved to 3-1. He struck out seven, pitching four-hit ball into the eighth. Cole Irvin gave up three runs on eight hits over six innings for Oakland. The A's have lost 6 of 8.
Azokar is going to score easily. Behind him, Cronenworth is rounding third. Jake's on his way. He will score. And Manny's standing at second with two more runs in.
Padres radio with the call. 10 won the final over the Giants on Sunday. Big day for Manny Machado. Three doubles, a triple, and two RBI. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safeguarding discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event with an extra 25% off summer trends when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Like 30 to 50% off men's suits and blazers, 10 to 50% off fine jewelry for your next standout moment, and style your sanctuary with 50 to 60% off comforter sets. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
It comes from Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
From here on out, it's week in, week out, more primary elections, the midterms. And, you know, I'm going to ask everybody, I think, today, you know, why people should go out and vote. Because it's incredible. If you don't vote, you don't have a say in what happens in the general election. If you don't go out and vote, you have to take what other voters give you. And then what happens is you end up unhappy with the candidate that your party has nominated. The time to do that, the time to vet, is right now, today. Sean Hannity was on last night talking about Pennsylvania and their bizarre election laws, and said that the Pennsylvania election laws are simply unacceptable. This was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
The all-important GOP Senate primary race in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has yet to be called. Now, what, 6 days after Election Day? In fact, vote counting is still underway. Keep in mind, the state hasn't even begun the recount process. Every American should look at this and realize this is unacceptable. It's unacceptable for the people of Pennsylvania. It's unacceptable for every candidate. It's just unacceptable and something that should be easily fixed. Now, major democracies all over the world, they're able to produce nationwide results in a single night when they have tens of millions of people voting, but apparently not Pennsylvania. Now, recently, France determined a winner in their runoff presidential election in less than 24 hours, despite over 32 million votes being cast. Last year, Canada managed to confirm the results countrywide during a single day in what was a very close election. And in 2016, it took the United Kingdom, about a day to get the final results there during the Brexit referendum, despite 33.5 million votes cast in that election. But now it's taking the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, six days, maybe weeks, to count around a million votes in a Senate primary? So what's happening here? How did we get to this point? Well, for starters, the state's widespread mail-in voting is a big problem. Now, in 2019, Pennsylvania did pass a new law allowing no-excuse mail-in voting, which, by the way, and interestingly, violates that state's constitution. Constitution is very clear on this. Rather than go through the arduous process of having a constitutional amendment, which is harder than passing a law, they took the easy way out, which makes the act itself unconstitutional. In fact, the state's constitution explicitly states that absentee voting is only allowed, quote, in the event that a person's duties, occupation, or business require them to be elsewhere, or who, on the occurrence of any election, are unable to attend at their proper polling places because of illness or physical disability, or who will not attend a polling place because of the observance of a religious holiday, or who cannot vote because of Election Day duties in the case of a county employee. That's right there in the Constitution. But now this recent bill allows any voter to cast a ballot by mail for any reason in the weeks leading up to the election.
Yeah, Sean Hannity, I think, is onto something here. These laws have to be changed. I mean, they really honestly do. But just getting back to the issue of voting, I hope all of you will take advantage of the opportunity to have a say in who your party is going to run in the general election. It's too late after the primary. You're stuck with whoever it is that gets the most votes. Unfortunately, people, you know, always want to bitch and moan about, the choice you have. Well, the fact is you've got an opportunity on or before June 14th, maybe a little bit beyond that too, to have a say in who your party is going to be running in the general election. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hallo, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine Key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und meine Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine Key with meine Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine Key, doing car care right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
My son Steve did not want to die, but his prescription opioids killed him. We found a post-it note that he had written about his experience with his opioids. You never expect that you're going to lose a child. It's all out of order.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cssnv.org to learn more. This message developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcaster Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
So good to have you with us on Live and Local. There's breaking news that we want to share with you. It involves the former president of the United States, George W. Bush, and a would-be assassination plot. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been following this story over the course of the last hour or so. What do you have to give us?
Well, this has got a lot of layers to it here. First of all, we obviously have a porous border with Mexico, and anybody in the world can sneak in. Well, ISIS knows that too. There's an accused Islamic State operative living in Columbus, Ohio. That's my backyard. Allegedly sought to smuggle terrorists through the United States-Mexican border because it's so easy to get in, and plot and assassinate former President George W. Bush. Now, in the documents, it was reviewed by Forbes magazine. What they've found here is the suspect has revealed to an FBI insider that they wanted to obtain replica or fraudulent police and FBI identification badges to help carry out the killing, first of all. And then they wanted to use that access to sneak out of the country through the same way they got in, the porous border with Mexico, and head back to their homeland, whether that would be Iraq or Turkey or Egypt or wherever. But the bottom line here is an open border, and it's not only bringing in some people from other countries who are poor, but it's also bringing in a lot of undesirables who also know that we have a porous border.
Yeah, and you know, you watch all the Fox News footage, the drone footage of people coming across, and you don't know who those people are. You have no clue if they mean us ill, Or if they simply are somebody that's trying to find a job, find work, whatever. But we don't know that.
No, we don't know any of that. But these people, according to the plan, they were to get Mexican visitor visas for the ISIS operatives, and using passport information, then they would send that to the informant through an app, through WhatsApp, before getting them over the border. It was a very, very, it was a well-thought-out scheme, and they are using our own inability to protect our borders against us. And, hey, if you're going after a former president, what are they going to do to us if they desire?
Well, we will continue to follow this story. It'll make the network news, I'm sure, at the top of the hour, and you'll be seeing it on cable news. But there are that's just a bizarre, bizarre story. Ted Cruz was on with Sean Hannity last night. And for me, these are the talking points that every candidate for any office, if you are a Republican, you need to be talking about this. You need to be talking about the failure of the Biden administration. This is cut number 5, and this was Ted Cruz last night on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
You look issue by issue. This White House has gotten everything wrong. I mean, that's actually hard to do. I mean, literally, if they rolled dice at the floor, if they threw darts at the wall, they'd stumble in by accident to something right. But on spending, on debt, on economics, on the border, on foreign policy, it's all a train wreck. And you know, I've joked that you ought to bring Joe Biden down to Vegas and just have him pick red or black, bet on the opposite, you'd win every time. You'd be a rich man. You wouldn't have to live paycheck to paycheck. But there's actually a reason for this. The reason they're wrong 100 out of 100 times is they've handed the agenda over to the radical left, to the socialist. It's Bernie Sanders. It's AOC. It's Elizabeth Warren. And socialist policies don't work. So you take energy. Listen, $4.71 today is the average price of gas nationwide. Joe Biden isn't unhappy about that. He's in Tokyo celebrating, saying it's an incredible transition. Yeah, incredible for you. You fly a damn 747 where the taxpayers pay for your jet fuel. What Joe Biden is saying is if you at home, if you drive a pickup truck, to hell with you. You can't drive your pickup truck. If you have a Suburban, you got to get rid of that. If you've got a minivan, you got to get rid of that. We're all getting Toyota Priuses, although he's going to pitch it as we're all getting Teslas, but apparently someone's going to give us $100,000 to get one. It is the most arrogant contempt for working men and women in this country. And that is the view of the hard left. Let them eat cake. John Kerry, as he flies his private jet all over the globe, says, gosh, you got to give up your pickup truck because I care so much about the environment. And it's just, it's cruel and messed up. And I think the American people are really seeing it.
Ted Cruz last night on Fox News Channel. And I will tell you that I believe, you know, and every candidate can do whatever they want. It's their money. I can't say I blame them. But every candidate for public office on the Republican side needs to be doing the talking points that you just heard from Ted Cruz, because they're true. And you know what? The American people are not a bunch of morons. They really are not. They're pretty savvy. Now, they don't know who their school board member is or member of the Clark County Commission is, but they're not going to be bamboozled. They're not going to be sold, a pig in a poke. This is, and that's why whenever I talk to candidates privately, I tell them stick to the facts, because the facts don't lie. And that's one of those things that just drives me nuts when I hear candidates go off the reservation, so to speak, or go after each other, when who we ought to be going after are people like Catherine Cortez Masto and Steve Sisolak and Dina Titus and Susie Lee. We ought to be going after those folks and, parenthetically, Joe Biden. That's the problem. I will simply tell you that, you know, everybody is free to run their campaigns however they want to run them. But I will tell you this. I think that this is something that every candidate for public office on the Republican side needs to be using these talking points. Simply put, Biden brought us to this place, and that's it. Biden got us here. He got us into this trouble. He may get us into World War III. God forbid. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In Vegas, it takes more than luck to fight crime. I'm Kevin McMahill, and I'm running for sheriff. I've spent 30 years working to keep this town safe, rising through the ranks at Metro. I care about people. I believe addressing the root causes of crime like addiction, mental health, and homelessness is vital. I believe taking care of our officers' mental and physical well-being means they will take better care of us. I'm endorsed by our police and firefighters because they know I'm a battle-tested leader. And with your vote, I'll reduce crime as sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Kevin McMahill.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them, because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Murder and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Latsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Latsalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. The battle-born fighter we need.
11-year-old Hazel lives in a place that's rich in many things, but not money. Her job is to play, grow, and learn. But for kids like her in the world's poorest places, poverty gets in the way. Child Fund works in 24 countries to make sure children like Hazel